At the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I'm visiting with one of our student research presenters here who has a poster, and I'm going to let you first of all introduce yourself, Pavel, and tell me a little bit about the school you go and the kind of work things you're working on.
Well, I'm attending University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and pursuing a PhD in agriculture and biological engineering. And for my research work, I'm working on anthocyanin extraction or getting anthocyanins from colored corns. So the thing is, anthocyanins are vacuolar pigments which give color to all the plant matter. So flowers, leaves, fruits, vegetables, especially red-colored ones, the pigments responsible are anthocyanins. And anthocyanins have health benefits. They are anti-carcinogens. They are strong antioxidants. So they're healthy for people. For example, red wine contains anthocyanins, and it's everybody knows it's healthy. And the thing is that most of the foods and beverages currently are colored using synthetic dyes, and they have detrimental health effects on people. And some of the synthetic dyes have already been banned because of being carcinogens. And a red 40 dye, which is dominantly used in U.S. to make food and beverages red, is also coming under a scanner because it makes children hypersensitive. So the concerns, health concerns are rising. So there is a need to look for a natural alternate for red 40 dye. And unfortunately, up to now, there is no economical source of natural red color. So we, Kraft Foods actually gave a grant to University of Illinois. It's $1.9 million grant to look whether corn can be used to economically harvest anthocyanins. So purple corn, or maize morado, as they say, it is native to Andes region in South America, and it's particularly rich in anthocyanins. So people eat blueberries typically because they contain anthocyanins. So, but blueberries, they contain 1.5 gram anthocyanins per kilogram. But this variety of corn, purple corn, it has four times as much anthocyanins as blueberries. The problem up to now has been if you try to extract anthocyanins from grapes or, let us say, blueberries, you start with an expensive material, you do extraction, and what is left is mess. You can't use anything. And that's why up to now there's no commercially viable product in U.S. market. So we started with purple corn. We fractionated it using traditional wet milling, dry milling, and dry grind. And then in the various co-products, we analyzed those co-products to see where the maximum anthocyanins are going. And then we realized that when you wet mill purple corn, almost 80% of anthocyanins were coming out in the steep water. When we dry milled purple corn, we realized almost half of them were in the pericarp. So based on that, we did a visual analysis of the purple corn. We did high magnification photographs. And as you can see in this picture, we realized that in purple corn, all the anthocyanins are concentrated in the pericarp. So based on our work, we realized that the most economical way of extraction of anthocyanins will be using purple corn. And you can wet mill purple corn, so all the anthocyanins come out in steeping water. You can spray dry steep water and get access to anthocyanins. But the problem here is using SO2 for steeping. So basically, starch is the main product in wet milling. And to get access to starch, you need to break the protein matrix in the endosperm. And that's why you add SO2 and water during the steeping process. But the problem is once SO2 comes in, you can't say it's bio. So you can't term it as natural color. So then we realized that if you take purple corn and you do pericarp recovery at the front end, and that way you can use only pericarp, steep it in water, and you can extract anthocyanins in water and then spray dry them and get access to anthocyanins. So based on our work, we present first time the economically viable ways to access anthocyanins. So basically there are two industries, food supplement industry and then there is natural color industry. So as you can see here, when you do wet milling, you get almost 5 grams anthocyanins per kilogram of corn because of SO2. So for health industry might be interested only in anthocyanins, not whether they come from a bio source or or they may contain chemicals. But when it comes to natural color industry, they will be particularly interested in, you know, without any chemicals. So for that way, we can take corn, we can do pericarp recovery at the front end. And the benefit it gives is you have only 10% material to work with. So you can take the pericarp, steep it in water, you are getting maximum anthocyanin. And remaining corn, you can dry grind. And in this case, the advantage is the DDGS. It will be without pericarp, so it means it will be rich in protein. And you can market it for non-ruminants as well. And if you do dry milling with the remaining corn, you have grits and fines for human consumption. And as you can see, the grits and fines also contain anthocyanins. So you can market those grits and fines as healthy food. So companies can manufacture tortilla chips which are rich in anthocyanins. So based on our work, now we see a way forward in U.S. to economically, you know, get anthocyanins. Because as I mentioned earlier, with grapes, with blueberries, you start with an expensive material and you don't have anything other than anthocyanins. With corn, the advantage is they contain more anthocyanins. You can take anthocyanins at the front and then you can process the remaining corn fractions. So it's a win-win situation for everyone.
It certainly sounds like it. So the purple corn, is this something that could be grown here in the United States?
Well, the thing is, as the part of the grant, one of the research groups, the plant breeding group at U of I, is especially working to adapt this corn cultivar to the Midwest region. So they are kind of using conventional breeding schemes. They are adapting this corn to the Midwest. And obviously there will be a yield drag when it comes to comparison to yellow dent corn, but the thing is, with anthocyanins as a co-product, this corn will have a higher value than commodity corn. So farmers will also get to benefit growing this corn. So it will obviously give higher value to them.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Pavel, for visiting with me here. I know that you've got a judge, I think, that wants to probably talk to you about your research because we have a contest going on, so I'll get out of the way. But again, speaking here with one of our students who is presenting on his research at the University of Illinois, and we're here at the CUTC in St. Louis, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.